Howdy, y'all. This is Stan Grizzly, formerly of the group Grizzly Stoat and Birch. Grizzly Stoat and Young. Well, I hesitate to know where to begin with this, frankly. So much has happened, and even now, parts of it, frankly, I can't remember. Now, I know you know some of the things, but let me try to fill you in on some stuff that you don't know. Well, first of all, our appearance on Rock Band Wars was as good as our last. And after Birch left the group, Stoat and Young began fighting for more control. Drove me nuts. I formed the group. And they have the nerve to think it's a democracy? Yeah, I gave them some leeway, but they simply didn't see that, frankly, compared to Birch, well, they were amateurs. Well, yeah, Stoat was good at playing a lot of instruments, and so was Young. And I wouldn't have brought them in if they couldn't. But songwriting? Stoat's songs made no sense. Oh, he thought he was being deep, but even he couldn't explain his own lyrics. And as much as Birch's stuff bordered on bubblegum, he was clearly the better songwriter. I let Stoat do some of the music arranging for Rock Band Wars, hoping it would show him that he wasn't as good as he thought he was. I let him handle the first 2 weeks, and, as I expected, they were mediocre at best. We got third place the first week, and we were on the bottom two the next, but the audience vote saved us. So when I finally stepped in and did the arrangement for the third week, we came in first. Stoat didn't get the connection. So I insisted on doing all the arrangements after that, simply because each week we were on the show, our album sales went up, and we needed that. Now, I was hoping it would eventually lead to a new record deal and maybe save our careers. But no, both Stoat and Young ganged up on me during ABBA week, saying it was their turn to do the arrangements. Now, I had it with the argument by then, and figured that surviving by the skin of our teeth would scare them into letting me do the rest. Stoat, though? Well, he blew it. Big time. His arrangement of Dancing Queen had so many obviously sexual undertones, it was embarrassing. I had to hope that the group's swelling popularity would be enough to win us another vote. But after I heard Birch's arrangement of Take a Chance, and Dog's absolutely brilliant take on Money, 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 I knew it was going to be us and Laugh Attack's version of Chiquitita at the bottom. And frankly, with the cute factor Laugh Attack put into their song, didn't surprise me at all we were the ones eliminated. I was hoping I could at least talk to Birch afterward to concede that he finally won. I mean, I knew he was in this competition just to show us up. It was obvious based on how hard he was pushing Stargazer and Dipper. He looked exhausted. But Birch, he was too intent on winning the whole thing now. I just think he didn't want to face me. Well, as you'd expect, after that defeat, Stoat tried to blame me for the loss. I just let him ramble, not even paying attention to a word he said. I was fed up with the both of them, so I told him and Young to take a nice long vacation, and I'd contact them when I had the next step planned. Truth is, my next step was to get as far away from those two as I could. I essentially disbanded the group and started arranging a solo tour of coffeehouses. My name alone was good enough to get a good series of them going. That small tour was enough to cover expenses, and it also gave me time to put a bunch of stuff in storage and sell my California condo. Well, that and I had to start therapy. Yeah, I got the letter Birch wrote, and man, I took it to heart. He was trying to forget the past and build bridges again, and frankly, the gaps in my memory over the past years bothered me. I knew what those gaps meant, but I didn't like thinking about why they were there, or what they might contain. I didn't even dare tell my therapist what I thought they meant, because if they were what I thought they were, I knew he'd have to report it, and that, well, that'd mean jail time. I was hoping to get the rest of my problems sorted out without having to open that can of worms. But my coffeehouse tour took me further and further east until I got back to my hometown of Portsmouth, Ohio. It felt good to be back. Well, they say you can't go home again, and that's mostly true, but small towns? Well, they seem almost timeless. Portsmouth hadn't changed that much in the decade I was away. Maybe I could just simply settle down there and let the world go away for a while. Yeah, but then, you know about Wally. Yeah, the kid's got some serious talent, and he needed some guidance. I thought I'd put my troubles in the past, until I came to in the hotel room with Birch's paws around my neck. Then I realized I wasn't in control. Not at all. I never felt so helpless in my entire life. I went back to therapy the very next day. And by pure coincidence, it turned out the therapist I chose also happened to be Birch's. I made my visits a part of my daily routine, and I needed them. But as with my past therapists, I couldn't tell him everything. And I gather neither had Birch, since the topic never came up. Producers of Rock Band Wars contacted me about 2 months later to see if GS and Y would come back for a reunion show next season. I was told that Birch would be there, and I guess I felt the need to finalize the breakup with the group. I was sure by now that both Stoughton and Young had figured out the situation. And I was willing to do one more performance, letting Stoughton run the show. As soon as I saw Birch on the set, I made a beeline for him. I was just hoping that he'd forgive me. I guess I got a bit too emotional, and the hug I gave him, well, yeah, he returned it, but I could sense he was doing it just because others were watching. He still didn't trust me in the slightest, nor could I blame him. Man, I didn't know what I expected. Maybe that he might let me be a backup musician, or write songs for the Beach Bears, consent to do a few appearances with me in smaller venues. Man, that was a fool's hope. He no sooner broke the hug than he found some excuse to run off and do something else. Well, that weekend was the last time I ever saw Stoughton or Young. Or Birch, for that matter. I was by myself, as I deserved to be. I did some more solo appearances here and there just to keep my head above water and pay for my continued therapy, but really, life had little meaning for me. I was just sitting in my apartment one day, idly listening to the radio, working on some side writing projects. It helped my therapy to write down what I could remember and help fill in some of those gaps. And that's when Barbara Ann came on the radio. First song that was a success for Birch and the Beach Bears. For some reason, it simply made me feel like a total failure. I had a golden talent in my hands, and I pushed him out. I thought that, I don't know what I was thinking, but it sure wasn't thinking of the group. I broke down right there and cried. That's when it hit me that I'd wasted the last 10 years of my life. And I was left with nothing. I was a nobody, and that hurt was the best thing that ever happened to me. And I don't know what prompted me to drive to Huntington and find Birch's studio, but I guess I didn't care. Forgiveness? Closure? I didn't know. I rang the doorbell and hoped Birch would be willing to speak with me, or at least listen to what I had to say.
Oh.
Look, Birch, I just wanted to say
that... Save it, Grizz. You got away with it twice. I don't know if you were being truthful or not when you said you had a split personality, and frankly, I don't care. Just stay away from me and Wally, okay?
Birch, please. Please let me say my piece, okay? Oh, and, could you call me Stan? My therapist thinks it's best if I use different names for my two sides. Calling me Grizz, that... Well, that just brings up bad memories. I mean, would you at least please give me the courtesy of hearing me out?
All right, talk.
I guess I just wanted to thank you. I mean, that's all. I didn't realize what a mess my life really was until you came along. You set me straight. I guess you know I've been going to the same therapist as you. It's been helping, but, well, I got a long way to go. I am making progress, if my journals are any indication. But no gaps in my memory that I can tell since you stopped me.
Go on.
I can't expect you to believe me, Birch. But I am changing. Slowly, but I'm changing. I don't expect you to forget the past, and I guess it is too much to expect you to forgive me. I just wanted to say thank you for what you've done for me, and then I'm sincerely sorry. I'm sorry for everything I may have put you through.
I want to believe you, Stan, but right now, I can't. Give me more time, okay? Maybe eventually I can do it, but not now.
Sure, I understand. Just please don't shut me out, Birch.
I can't promise that, Stan. I'll try, but no promises.
Yeah, well, I guess that's as good as I can expect. I'll see you around, hopefully.
Sure. I gotta get back to work.
And that was it. He didn't even say goodbye. I guess I deserved that. I kinda was asking too much. I drove back to Portsmouth after that. But before going back to my apartment, I decided to stop in at the church I attend now, just to pray for a while. Yeah, I guess you could say I found religion, or better stated, religion found me. I was just sitting on a park bench one Sunday morning, just me and my thoughts, when a passerby invited me to a service. Figured it couldn't hurt, so I followed him. The church wasn't much to speak of. It was in the corner of a mostly empty strip mall. And I can't tell you how out of place I felt there. But the people? Well, I could tell that a lot of them were much like me, searching for something, but not sure what. It actually felt good to be there, and I don't know exactly why. I guess it just helped to know that there might be someone up there who'd forgive me and accept me just as I am.
Young man on the side of the road, lost and beat up, nowhere to go. It smells like a hangover from days ago. He does what he can to survive. Single mom with a dead end job, 90 hour weeks just to keep what she's got. But the bills add up, and now she's caught. She does what she can to survive. Well, I can't say that love will take away all the pain. Don't be afraid, 'cause it'll never walk away. If you're scared that you don't matter, if you're lost and need to be found, if you're looking for a savior, all you gotta do is turn around. Yeah, that's all. Some lean on a bottle, some depend on a drug, some run to another one's arms, but it never seems to be enough. Well, I can't say that you won't ever fail again, but there is grace to wipe away your every sin. If you're scared that you don't matter, if you're lost and need to be found, if you're looking for a savior, all you gotta do is turn around. No one listens to you anymore, and your heart has broken down. There's no need to move, love has come to you. All you gotta do is turn around. All you gotta do is turn around. Turn around. You don't have to take the broken road. You can turn around and come back home. You don't have to take the broken road. You can turn around and come back home. If you're scared that you don't matter, if you're lost and need to be found, if you're looking for a savior, all you gotta do is turn around. No one listens to you anymore, and your heart has broken down. There's no need to move, love has come to you. All you gotta do is turn around. All you gotta do is turn around. All you gotta do is turn around.